Right, today's daf is Zvachin Daf Zayin. We left off right in the middle of the sugya. We're discussing the issue of whether a carbon could be mecheper for an asay la'achar afrasha, whether you could have a kapara for tumah that happens achar afrasha, for an asay la'achar afrasha. So we tried to bring several rayos. We brought two rayos so far. The shaila was brought up in the Gemara on Vavam and Aleph. Asay de la'achar afrasha mechapra lo mechapra, is it mechaper for an asay after you've already been mafresh the carbon? So we know that a carbon ol is mechaper for mitzvah asay. What about a violation of a mitzvah asay that was done after you already mafresh the carbon? So the second raya that we brought was yesterday on Amud Beis, was from Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon says, why is it that we bring the si'ire atzeres, meaning once you're ready nizrak damo shel rishon, what's the point of bringing the second of the si'ire atzeres? After all, you already got your kapara. So the Gemara had said, because of the tumah that happens in between, after you were zorik the dam of the first one, there might be additional tumah. So that's why you need the siri atzeres, which is mechaper for tumas mikdash ukadashav. So what do you see from there? That even though clearly that tumah only happens after the hafrasha, because the assumption is that the two kifsei atzeres are mafresh, you're mafresh both of them together. So you see, even though that tumah happens after the hafrasha, nevertheless, the second karban is still able to be mechaper for that tumah. So the Gemara had said, nah, maybe we're talking about that they were mafresh them zeachar zeh. Who says that they were mafresh them at the same time? The Gemara was bothered by that. Really, you're going to say that Dafka, it's talking about kifsei atzeres, that you're mafresh zeachar zeh? That's the whole pasuk of requiring two kifsei atzeres, that you're mafresh zeachar zeh. So the Gemara said, not kifsei atzeres, again, the si'irei atzeres, that you dafka mafresh zeachar zeh. So the Gemara said, no, the real reason that you can't bring a raya from the si'irei atzeres is that in achidami, si'irei atzeres are going to be mechaper for that which happens after the afrasha, for the tumah that happens after the afrasha. But it's carbon tzibur, and carbonos tzibur play by different rules. By carbonos tzibur, we said sakin moshachtan, the knife is what determines what they're ultimately designated for. So that's why by carbonos tzibur, it's able to be mechaper for that which happens after the afrasha, but typically you can't be mechaper, cannot be mechaper for something that, maybe you cannot be mechaper for something that happens after the afrasha by a korban yachid. It's dafka din by korban tzibur. So we left off about five lines from the bottom of the page. Amar le Rav Yosef, b'rid Rav Shmuel. After we just said that Rabbi Shimon must be assuming that we're talking about that Karbanos Tzibur are different, because then we use the expression, what makes Karbanos Tzibur different is Lev based in Masna Alehen, that the based in determines what the Karban Tzibur is meant to be used for, and that determination is made at the time of the Shechita. So Amar le Rav Yosef, b'rid Rav Shmuel le Rav Papa, he says, wait, does Rabbi Shimon really hold of such a din that Lev based in his Masna Alayhen? And Mr. Shudim Gwetz changes the name a little bit. He says, it's not Rav Yosef Berei de Rav Shmuel. He says, de Rav Shmaya Teva Shmuel Nimchak. He changes it to Rav Shmaya. He says, there is no Rav Shmuel. It's Shmuel or it's Rav. It's not, so anyway, so Rav Yosef said, so Rav Yosef Berei de Rav Shmaya, Berei de Rav Shmuel, whoever, said to Rav Papa, does Rabbi Shimon really hold of such a concept that Lev Bezdin Masnalayan, that the Bezdin is going to determine what the ultimate purpose of the carbon is? We have a following case. You have a carbon tamid. So every day they had to bring two carbon tamids, one tamid shel shach, a tamid shel ben arba'im, and they bought those carbonos with the funds from the Trumas Halishcha, with the machas shekel money that was designated in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, what if you had too many carbonos? You had more animals than you needed from this year's Trumas Halishcha. Now, for next year, you can't use the carbonos that were bought from last year's funds. So what do? So he says, tamidin shalutz ruchulut tzibur. Here you have these carbonos tamidin. They were designated to be a carbon tamid, but they're not needed by the tzibur. So what do you do with them? So the divrei Rabbi Shimon ain niftin tamimim. Rabbi Shimon says you cannot be poter them when they do not have a mum. The divrei chachamim niftin tamimim. According to the chachamim, you can be poter them when they don't have a mum. So it's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the chachamim whether you can be poter them. If you are poter them, then what would you do? So if you're poter them, then you would be able to take the money of the new year and rebuy them with the money of this year to and then use them as a carbon tamid for this year. So Rabbi Shimon says you cannot be pulled to them when they're tamimim. Says Rashi, what does this tell us? Tap Rashi, the Rabbi Shimon einest in tamimim. The Hachi Gamal Rabbi Yochanan Mirabei the Pligi by Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, that we have a mesorah that there's machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan on this issue, and what does the issue revolve around? What's the nekudas hamachlokas? Rabbi Shimon Lesley they've based in Masna Alein. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no lev based in Masna Alehen that will allow last year's Karbanos Tamid to work for this year. Lomar im hutzruchu v'im lav yekadoshim l'dmehen, meaning lev based in Masna Alehen would say, look, if we need these Karbanos to use for a Karban Tamid for this year, good, we'll use them for a carbon tamid for this year. But we're going to make a built-in tanai that if we don't need them for this year's karbanos tamid, then they should only have kedushas damim, and therefore we should be able to be pod to them. Sheyiftu osan mimos chulin below mum. We should be able to take regular chulin money and be pod to them, even though they never developed a mum. V'yotziyam l'chol, and therefore turn these animals into chulin. V'yiplu demeyam l'moser truma, and the money will then go to the Moser Truma, v'acher kach yachzru v'yichro somi Truma Chadasha. Then you could go back and buy these animals with the Truma Chadasha, with the new funds from this year. V'yichshu l'tzmidin, and then these animals can go ahead and be used for the Karban Tamid of this year. But the whole thing, the whole sheet of Rabbi Shimon relies on the idea that you're able to be poda than tamimim. Why would you be allowed to be poda an animal that's hegdish when it's a tamim, when it didn't develop a mum? It must be because a leiv based in Mastan Leim, because based in because Lev Bezin Masan, because Bezin had a built-in Tanai that if it's not used for this year's Karban Tamid, that you should be able to be poded, it should only then have Kedushas Damim, it shouldn't have Kedushas Aguf. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you cannot be poded to Mimim, must reject the concept of Lev Bezin Masan Aleim. Uldivrei Chachamim, Rashi continues, Niftin Tamimim, De'islu Lev Bezin Masan Aleim, Tanai Zeh, that the Chachamim will say, can be nifta tamimim because they hold that lev bezin is masna, that the chachamim build in to the carbon tamid this tanai. Amla, let's say the Rabbi Shimon lev bezin masna. And bottom line, for our purposes, what do you see? Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of lev bezin masna. And he used to yuchshul tamidin velo yukaitzu. Ella lesley lev bezin kach shemati b'shul says. That's what I heard pshat is, that Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of lev bezin masalein. Where does that leave us if Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of lev bezin masalein? So we had a raya before that the si'irei atzeres, they're mechaper for that which happens after the afrasha. We were uncomfortable saying that we were talking about that you're mafresh the two si'irei atzeres at different times. That was not something we were happy with. We wanted to say we're mafresh them at the same time, and nevertheless the second one is mechaper for tum that happens after the afrasha. So we said, no, it's just by Karbanos Tzibur because of Lev Bezin Masalein. But if Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of Lev Bezin Masalein, then there's no chilek between Karbanos Tzibur and Karbanos Yachid in that regard, and therefore we would have a raya if, in fact, Rabbi Shimon rejects Lev Bezin Masalein. It would seem that we'd have a raya that it can be mechaper for that which happens after the afrasha, that an ola can be mechaper for Tumah or for an aveir, for an israsei that happens after the afrasha, because the second of the seirei atzeres can be mechaper for tuma that happens after the afrasha. That's what it would seem, unless we're willing to go back to our first rejection of the raya and say that no, we're talking about where they were hufresh at different times. We didn't seem particularly pleased with that, but we didn't have any raya that was incorrect. We just said, come on, that's how you can explain the pasuk that it's talking about that you mafresh them at different times. But that was the strongest question we got. We leave this raya here. That's it. That's the end of that discussion. Now we have va'od, a third possible raya to the issue of whether an ola could be mechaper for an asei la'achar afrasha. So va'od, another brisa. What do you have? The siri atzeres, you mekabel the dam of the siri atzeres in two different kosos, right? You do kabal sadam after the shechita, and then v'nizrak damo shel rishon, you did a zrika sadam on one of them, and Sheni Lamahuba, what's the point of the second one? So what, meaning, what's it going to accomplish? What's it going to be mechaper for? Says Gemara, Al Tumashura Ben Zrika Shalzeh Lozeh. What it accomplishes is it helps to be mechaper for any tumah that happens after the zrika of the first one. So what do you see? Ad kalami ba'yile elas seidel acher shchita, avol seidel acher afrasha lo kami ba'yile. I mean, this whole discussion is you already shechted it and you're doing a zrika sadam, and then we're saying that the dam from the second one should be mechaper for an asay that happened that happened after the first one. That's where we have a shaila. Sounds like if you're at a much earlier stage in the hafrasha stage, there's nothing to even talk about. Then of course it's able to be mechaper. It's even a question whether it can still be mechaper after the shechita is already over, but before that frasha, before the shechita, after that frasha, for sure it could be mechaper. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Dilma imtim tzilomer kamar. Maybe this is a conditional kind of question. If you're going to say that it is mechaper for the asay delachar frasha, well then what about asay delachar shechita? What about tumah that happens delachar shechita? That's what we're saying. We're not saying we know for sure what the answer is about asay delachar frasha. We're saying theoretically, if asay delachar frasha it does work for. So what about la'achar shchita? If you look at Tosos, Dilma imtim tzilomer kamar, v'Rabbi Zeira nami sheheshiv nami l'Rabbi Yirmia al tumah shiru ben zuluzu kamokei imtim tzilomer kamar. Meaning, not only was the shaila an imtim tzilomer shaila, the answer was an imtim tzilomer answer. Meaning, one might have said, "What do you mean?" But once he responds to him that, "Yeah, it's going to work for that which happens after the shchita." So if it works for that which happens after the shchita, obviously it would work for that which happens after that. So isn't that it? Don't we have a maskana therefore that if he told them it works for that which happens after the shechita, so isn't that going to be the raya that it works for that which happens after the afrasha? So Tosfos says no. The answer was also in Timtzum Lomar. The answer was, look, if it works for after the afrasha, it would work for the after the shechita also. But he's not committing on either of those. Even Rabbi Zeru, who gives the answer, is not committing on either of those. He says in terms of the first question of does Rabbi Shimon hold Lev Beis and Masna, so we didn't even bother answering that question, meaning that it seemed if Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of Lev Beis and Masna, as we said before, it seems that we have a raya from the second raya that we brought from the Tashma and Vavam Beis. It seems that we have a raya if Rabbi Shimon rejects the concept of Lev Beis and Masna that it does work for an Asay La'achra Frasha. So we don't even bother answering that. For the reason that we said before, because there was another way out over there. The other way out was saying that there was to say that they were mafresh the two Syria Tzaris at different times. So that's why it's not mechaper for Nasei Delachar Afrasha. They were just mafresh them at two completely different times. We didn't love it. We said, come on, that's how you're going to establish the pasuk. Okay, we didn't love it, but we didn't have any strong rejection for that. So maybe we're relying on the pasuk, on that, and that's why we don't actually flesh out the whole discussion. But bottom line is, we're not supposed to have a raya, meaning attempt. Raya number two, even though the Gemara didn't say it explicitly, fell flat. We don't have a clear raya, because even if Rabbi Shimon rejects Lev Beis and Masalayan, he might say that Siri Atzeres are not Hufresh at the same time. And attempted raya number three is also just an Imtim Tzilomar. It also falls flat. Now, just going back for a second, this idea of Tmidin Shlo Hutzruchu Litzibor, the exact geder of the din of Lev Beis and Masalayan, with these Tamidim Shalutzruchu Litzibor, the Karman Tamid that they don't need from one year to the other, is the subject of a Chakir in the Achronim. It's actually in the Rishonim, really. But this idea that you can be poda it, even though normally something that has Kedushas Haguf, you cannot be poda unless it has a Mum, the fact that we allow you to be poda last year's Karman Tamid without a Mum, what's the Svara? Is it that it became Hegdish Al Tanai in the first place, and the whole Kedushas HaKarban was Tluya V'Omeid, was just waiting to determine that status was hanging in the balance, and if we were going to need it for this year's Karban Tamid, then we'll know that its status the whole time, it's a Gloy Milsal Mafreya, that it was a Karban Tamid the whole time, and that it had Kedushas HaGuf the whole time. And if we're not going to need it for this year's Karban Tamid, then it's a Gloy Milsal Mafreya, that it didn't have Kedushas HaGuf the whole time, that it was only Kedushas Damim, and that you're allowed to be Poded, but it never had... It never had clarity at the beginning. It never had a clear kedusha. It was all tluya va'omeid meikara. Or do you say no? It had hektish muchlat of definitely kedusha saguf. and the Tanai Beis Din can take away that Kedusha. That when you originally makdish it as a carbon tamid, it was absolutely 100% a carbon tamid. And then when it turns out you don't need it for a carbon tamid, Lev Beis Din can go ahead and uproot an existing Kedusha. That's the discussion. The Ritva Maseches Shavuos on Daf Yud Aleph clearly holds that Kedusha, the Kedusha of the Karban Tamid is all hanging in the balance. It's a Tanai. It's Musnes va'omedes, whether you need it or not, and it will be clarified when we decide if you need it, if it's needed, and if it's not needed, then it will be a Goy Muslim afraid that it never had Kedusha Saguf. Frek the Ritva though, but wait a second. What's the downside of saying that pshat? I mean, that sounds much more reasonable than to say that Beis Din is going to take something that has absolute Kedusha Saguf and just rob it of its Kedusha. So what's the downside of saying this idea that it's Tuliyuva Omeid? The downside is, what about Breira? Is this relying on Breira? Meaning we have a sugya thread all of Shas where we discuss whether you can say such a concept called Breira, that Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya, that something will become retroactively clarified. That you don't have it clarified at the beginning, retroactively you'll determine. L'mashal, the Gemara gives the example, Mishnayos give the example in Erevin. I want to put out an Erev Tchumen because I hear there's a scholar in residence coming to one of the neighboring towns that's beyond my 2,000 amos, so I want to be able to walk to hear him speak, right? The Chacham is coming, Chacham is Baliir. I'm just not sure if he's coming to the town to the east of me or to the town to the west of me. So I put out an Erev on either side, and I say, now you're not allowed to have two Erev and Erev Etchumen on opposite sides, because you're only allowed 2,000 amos from your center. You need to determine where your center is. Your center is where your Erev is going to be. You can't have one home base over there and one home base on the other side. So what do I say? I say, look, if the Chacham is Bal the Mizrach, so then I'll come, then my Erev the Mizrach should be the proper Erev. And if he's Bal the Marav, then my Erev to the Marav should be the proper Erev. Or maybe I want to avoid the Chacham. So if he's Bal the Marav, then my Erev to the Mizrach should be whatever it is. But that's the concept of Breira. So whether we can rely on Breira is a major sugya. So maybe that's the weakness of saying that that it's Tluyav Omedes, that it's all Al Tanai, that's what Lev Beis and Masalein means, and then it's going to be Huvar Adavar L'Mafreya afterwards. So the Ritva says, no, this has nothing to do with Breira. Because the din of Breira is only when there are two possibilities, when something has to happen in one of two ways, and later on we're going to be mevarer which way it was chal mitchila. But when it's only on a davar echad, it's only on one item, whether there is kedusha or no kedusha, whether it's chal or not chal, but it's not this one or that one. I have one animal here, and I want to know, is it going to have kedusha saguf? Or is it not going to have Kedusha Saguf? That is not subject to Breira. That, everyone agrees, can become Huvra L'Mafreya. That's not subject to the general Sugi of Breira. It's a very important Chiddush of the Ritva Maseches Shavuos and elsewhere as well. The Ritva in Erev and Daf Lamed Vav also discusses this, and that's a very important Chiddush of the Ritva. Now, it happens to be the Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish claims he has Rishonim on his side, right? But the Chazon Ish, he's not going to just take on the Ritva, but the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish thinks the gedder of the din of the Kedusha Saguf is that even though Kedusha Saguf you can't uproot Kedusha Saguf stam, and even when you determine that somebody should have Kedusha Saguf only for X amount of time, the din is that it has Kedusha Saguf forever. That's the Gemara Nedarim Chav Tes. We normally do not assume we have control over Kedusha Saguf, but nevertheless, you can make a Tanai that if you're not going to need the Hegdish, you're not going to need this Kedusha, and it's going to be left, the animal's going to be left over with no toelas whatsoever, with no benefit for Hegdish, so then the Chachamim have the ability, Lev Beis Din has the ability to then take away its Kedusha Saguf, to be Pokeya, the Kedusha Saguf entirely. So that's the two ways of looking at this issue, whether it's Tali Va'omeid, or that it has full Kedusha Saguf, and then the Chachamim uproot that Kedusha Saguf at a later time. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We're now at, we got to the two dots. So we're at Zayin Amun Aleph at the two dots, 10 lines down, about. Itmar, Todah Sheshacht L'Shem Todas Chaveru. Let's say you take a Karban Todah, and you shecht it for the sake of someone else's Karban Todah, not for your own Karban Todah. So what is this? You're shechting L'Shem someone else's Karban Todah. Is that a Shinoi Bailim, Shinoi Kodesh? What are we talking about? So Pashtos, it sounds like Shinoi Bailim. I take a Karban Todah, someone else has a Karban Todah, I'm going to shecht it for him. Take a look at Rashi, though. Lo Sheshacht Al Menashe Yisrael. chaper ba misha inu ba'aleha. No, it's not that you're shechting it so that someone who's not the bailim should get a kapara through it. Ve'ein ze shinoi bailim. This is not a case, says Rashi, of shinoi bailim. Ella shino and he changes the gears on the side to velo shino kodesh shaisel ruven todel shimon toda acheres v'shachad es todasol shalzeh l'shem todasol shalzeh, that Ruven and Shimon each had a carbon toda and you shech the toda of one for the other one v'adin b'shochet chatas chel l'shem chatas dam. And it's very similar to a case where let's say one person is chayv two carbonos chatas and he shechts a chatas chel for the sake of a chatas dam. The chatas is chayv for chalev is similar to the is brought in place of the chatos that is chayev for the dam. So what's the din in that case? That's the Gemara Shaila. Todas shachta l'shem todas chavero. Rabba amar kshera. Rabba says it's kosher and it's olo lebailim because it's not even shinoi kodesh, meaning we don't even consider this to be shinoi kodesh. This is just a regular karmen todas that's perfectly fine. Rav Chis amar psula. Rav Chis says it's pasul, meaning it doesn't count lebailim because it is called a shinoi kodesh. Not that it's pasul, but it's not Ola lebailim l'shem chova, right? It doesn't count for the bailim for his chiyuv because it's considered at least a shinu kodesh. May not be called a shinu bailim, but it's called a shinu kodesh. Rabba amar ksheira. Rabba says it's kosher. Toda l'shem toda nishchta. Bottom line, you shechti your carbon toda for the sake of carbon toda. Rav Chistam Rav Psula l'shem shlamim didei nishchta. Psula l'shem shlam didei nishchta be'inan. No, you need it to be shechted for your own carbon shlamim. Toda is a type of carbon shlamim. You need it to be shechted for your own carbon shlamim, and you didn't have that, and that's why it's no good. If you look at Rashi. L'shem shlamim didei be'inan tichsiv zevach toda shlamav v'haydi iflug betoda mishum d'minam maisi rabba siyata l'milsei mida abba tanan mihu huadin l'shar zvachim. The fact is, it doesn't really have to be about the carbon toda. The raya happens to be from the pasuk that's about the carbon toda, but that's why we switched to the lashon shlamim. Really could be about any carbon. Amar Rabba mina aminala. So Rabba says, where do I get my din that it's going to be kosher? Rabba said it's kosher. Toda l'shem toda nishchta, and that's good enough. So Rabba says, where do I get my din? Tanya, we have a brisa. Ubasar zevach toda shlamav biyom akrivo azivcho. Abachanin Amar mishum Rabbi Lazar. It comes to tell me, this pasuk comes to teach me, we already had this earlier, that if you shecht a carbon todah, the shame a carbon shlamim, that's going to be kosher. But if you do the reverse, shlamim sheshecht a l'shem todah, psulim. If you shecht a carbon shlamim, l'shem a carbon todah, that's going to be pasul. What difference does it make whether you shecht a toda l'shem shlamim or shlamim l'shem toda? Why, when it's toda l'shem shlamim, is it okay, but shlam l'shem toda is not okay? Toda kriya shlamim vein shlamim kriya toda, because a toda is a subcategory of shlamim, but shlamim is not a subcategory of toda. Not every shlamim is a toda, but every toda is a shlamim. Shlamim l'shem toda psula ha toda l'shem toda kshera. But he says, so what do you see from here? When you shecht the carbon shlamim l'shem a carbon toda, that's going to be no good. But what if you shecht the carbon toda l'shem another carbon toda? So the implication is that it's good. My love the chavre. Now, what's the case where you're shechting one carbon toda for the sake of another carbon toda? Isn't the only example we can think of where you shecht one carbon toda l'shem another carbon toda the case where you're shechting for your friend, you're shechting for your friend's carbon toda? So it says Gemara, lo, didei. No, who said? No, maybe we're talking about you're shechting for your own carbon toda. Av the chavri mai, psula. But if you shechted for your friend's carbon toda, it would be pasul. Frak the Gemara, that can't be, because then adetani shlamim l'shem toda psula, when we want to come up with an example where it's pasul, why don't we say a bigger chiddush? Instead of saying, when you shecht the carbon shlamim l'shem a carbon toda, it's pasul, why don't we say, even if you shecht the carbon toda l'shem toda, it's pasul, provided that it's l'chavri, that it's for your friend. And if it's for yourself, it's kosher, but if it's for your friend, it's going to be pasul. So why don't we say that? Listen, you toda l'shem toda, v'kolshke shlamim l'shem toda, and then I'll know kal v'chomer. If you shechta shlamim l'shem toda, that's going to be pasul. Says Gemara, no, it's not a kal v'chomer at all. Because shlamim l'shem toda didei, it's shrichlei. Because what if you bring a carbon shlamim for your own carbon toda? Is that a kal v'chomer that if you're going to pasul, when I bring a carbon toda for my friend's carbon toda, you're going to tell me that's pasul? So kal v'chomer, when I bring my carbon shlamim for the sake of my carbon toda, it's possible it's not at all a kal v'chomer. Because in the former case, in the case of toda, the shame my friend's carbon toda, I'm taking my carbon for him. In the case of a shlamim l'shem toda, I'm taking my carbon for me. Yeah, it's a shlamim and a toda, but it's mine for me. So that's not a raya at all. Salgadai techamina, there's a legitimate havamin to have been had, that means the toda kri shlamim, shlamim nami kri and toda. That if you're going to say a toda is called a shlamim, and when I shach my toda, l'shem, my shlamim, that works, well then a shlamim should be called a toda also. And when I shach my shlamim, l'shem, my toda, that should also work. When I shecht my shlam, l'shem my carbon toda, it should be kosher. That's why it's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush to tell me that when I take my own shlam for the sake of my own toda, that it's possible, than to tell me that when I take my toda for my friend's toda, that it's possible. So it's not a kal v'chomer at all. We could not have derived that from any sort of kal v'chomer. If you look at Tosfos, Todas Shacht L'Shem Todas Chavero Kshera, right? Rabbi was of the opinion, you take carbon Todas and you shacht it for the sake of Todas Chavero, so it's going to be kosher. Va'olu L'Shem Chova, and it counts for the Chiv. It works toward his Chiv, Mishum Shina Bailam Lo Mifsala, Dein Shina Bailam El Bezrika. Why isn't it a Shina Bailam? Rashi kept on saying, it's not Shina Bailam, don't worry, this is not a Shina Bailam issue. What do you mean? I'm shechting my carbon for him. Isn't that what the definition of Shinu Bailam is? So says Tosos Yisod, Shinu Bailam is only an issue on Zrika. Shinu Bailam is only psul when it comes to the Zrika, not on the Shechita. So if I do a Shechita b'Shinu Bailam, it's not going to be a problem. So it's not that I didn't do a Shinu Bailam, it's that the Shinu Bailam doesn't matter. Right? Of course, when I'm shechting my carbon for him, so that's the very definition of Shinu Bailam. But a Shinu Bailam is only a problem when it's a Shinu Bailam on the Zrika. Very, very important line it also says. Rav Chisda Amar Psula, Pirush Lo also L'Shem Chova Mishum Davi Shinu Kodesh. And even Rav Chisda is not going to say it's a Shinu Bailam. When he says it's possible, he just says that that's called a Shinu Kodesh when I'm shechting for somebody else. Kshomer Todas Ploni, L'Shem Toda Acher Shal Ploni, Avalomer Todas Zul L'Shem Ploni, K'sher Gemura, L'Fishu Shinu Bailam Shechita D'K'sher Gemura. Now, the whole issue is I take a carbon toda that I'm chayiv to bring for something that I owe hoda for, and I go and I bring it for my friend, and we use it for his chiyuv of toda. It's hard to say chiyuv of toda for his mitzvah of toda. So that's the issue, whether that's called shinui kodesh or not. Like we said, using a carbon chatos of chelev for a carbon chatos of dam. That's the question of whether it's shinui kodesh. But it's definitely not shinui bailim. However, if you were to say, I'm bringing mafresh carbon toda on his behalf for this person, it was never designated for me, I just decided to take toda zul l'shem ploni, then there's no question, then it's for sure kasher, right? Because shinui bailim is not a problem with shechita. Shinui bailim is only a problem when it comes to Zrika. Now, if you look at Rashi in the last skinny line, so he's a lo didei, right? We said that we're talking about a carbon toda that you bring for your own carbon toda. Vav pishlo ba'u al hodaya achas. And that's where we say it's kosher, even though, so what's the chiddush? That it's kosher. My carbon for my sake. Of course that's kosher. What would be the havamina that my carbon toda for my sake, for my own chiyuv, would be possible? Of course that's going to be kosher. So Rashi says, vav pishlo ba'u al hodaya achas. No, the chiddush is that they weren't designated for the same hodaya. I owe thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam for lots of different things. There are four different categories of people. The Gemara in Brachos identifies that require hodaya. It's the four things we bench Goma for, aside from any dangerous thing that we go through. That you take a carbon toda for when you go through an ocean and you shecht the l'shem toda that you're chayiv for leaving jail. So that's what it means. That's the chiddush, that l'shem toda today, that it's kosher. The achronim have a diyun by the din of toda shenishchta l'shem shlamim, that it's kosher. What's the din of toda shenishchta l'shem shlamim? Is it a regular carbon shlamim or is it still a toda? Do we say, that if you shecht the carbon toda having in mind that it should count as a shlamim, that it's kosher? It works, right? Because toda, after all, is called shlamim. Does that mean that a toda is a type of carbon shlamim and therefore, b'diyevid, you could just treat it as a shlamim? And when you shecht it l'shem shlamim, it actually turns into a carbon shlamim and has all the dinim of a carbon shlamim? Or no? Maybe we're just saying that it's not a psul of shelo lishma when you think about the Toda as l'shem shlavim, because that's not enough of a shinui kodesh in the title for it to be called shelo lishma. So it's called that you did it lishma, but it's still a carbon Toda. It's not a carbon shlavim. Who cares? Carbon Toda, carbon shlavim. Who cares what you call it? Bottom line is it was kosher. No, nafkamina is huge. How long can you eat it for? Carbon shlavim shnei yom v'layla echad, and Toda is only yom echad. So you only have one day for a carbon Toda. You have 2 days for a carbon shlavim. So how long can you eat the animal for? See, if you hold that a Toda l'shem shlavim becomes a carbon shlavim, you get 2 days. If you hold no, it remains a carbon Toda, and it's just that it's not a psul. The fact that you had a machshav l'shem shlavim is not a psul. So then you don't have 2 days. Then you only have 1 day. He quotes here from the Mekeves HaMishnah, who explains that the reason that it's not a psul of pigel, he says, think about that. If you're thinking that, let's say you say, no, it's still carbon toda. It still remains a carbon toda. It's just that it's not a psul of shelo lishma when you think about it l'shem shlamim. He says, shouldn't it be pigel? Why is it pigel? What's the definition of pigel? When, as you're shechting it, you're thinking, I'm going to eat this chutz l'zmano, beyond its allotted time. So if a carbon toda is only allowed to be eaten for 1 day, carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days. When you shech the carbon toda, you're thinking l'shem shlamim. Aren't you thinking you're going to eat it for 2 days? Isn't that chutz l'zmano of the carbon toda? So Merkavah Samishra says the reason why it's not a psul pigel, even though you do have this 1 day, 2 day differential, he says mishum she'eno rak mivnei shelo chashav b'mefurish la'achal shnei yamim v'rak chashav shekach dino le'achal ve'efshe shelo yechlanu az. He didn't think at the time that he was shechting it that he was going to eat it for 2 days. He just thought at the time that he was shechting it that it was mutter to eat for 2 days. Maybe his plan was to eat it all up today. I'm going to eat it. Look, I have a leeway, but I'm going to eat it all today. So it's not by definition pigle, because that may not have been his plan. But Enoch Inami, if it was his plan, if his plan was to eat it for 2 days, even though he thought it was carbon shlabim, then maybe Enoch Inami, then maybe it would be a problem of pickle. Okay, next, we're at the two dots now toward the bottom of the page on Dav Zayin Amun Aleph. Okay, the Gemara is going to say 7 different statements of Rava. So far we discussed the Karban Toda, now we're going to move into the Karban Ola a little bit. A little bit about the Chatas, also mostly Ola. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Chatas Shachta L'Shem Chatas Ksheira, L'Shem Ola Psula. A Chatas that Shachta L'Shem a Karban Chatas is Kasher. No Grais Chiddush over there, but Rashi says, no, the big Chiddush, it is somewhat of a Chiddush, because we're talking about you take a chatos that you're chayav for chaylev, and you shecht it l'shem a chatos that you're chayav for eating dam. So it's two different carbonos chatos that you're chayav. So a chatos that you shecht l'shem chatos is kosher, l'shem ola psula. But if you shecht the carbon chatos l'shem ola, it's possible. My time, why is it possible? V'shachat osal the chatos amar rachmana. V'aray chatos, l'shem chatos nishchta l'shem ola psula. Right? The pasuk says you should shecht it for a chatos, which tells you that a chatos that shecht it for a chatos is okay, but if you shecht it for an ola, it's no good. Statement number 2 of Rava. Va'amar Rava, chatos shashachta al mi shemechuyev chatos psula, al mi shemechuyev ola ksheira. Now we're not talking about the shinoi kodesh, now we're talking about the shinoi bailim. If you shecht the carbon chatos for someone else who's chayev a carbon chatos, that's going to be possible. Your carbon chatos can't work for someone else who's chayev a carbon chatos. But if you shecht the carbon chatos for someone else who's chayev a carbon ola, so then it's kosher. My time, why would that be the case? It's counterintuitive, right? That you can shecht it for someone who's chayv v'nola, you can't shecht it for someone who's chayv v'chatas. V'chiper alav. Pasuk says it should be a kapara for him. Alav lo al chaveru. Your carbon chatas can only be a kapara for you. Can't be a kapara for someone else who needs a carbon chatas. But what does it mean for someone else that it can't be? Chaveru dumitidei. It means it can't be a kapara for someone else in your situation. What does it mean, someone else in your situation? B'mechuyev kapara kamal. So someone who's chayiv, the same thing that you're chayiv. So a carbon chatas, your carbon chatas, cannot be mechaper for someone else who's also chayiv a carbon chatas. But it can be, it can work, it can be kosher for someone else who's not chayiv a carbon chatas, is only chayiv a carbon ola. V'amar Rav, statement number 3, chatas sheshachta al misha inu mechuyev klum psula. A chatas that's shechted for someone who's not chayiv anything is possible. She'en lecha adam Yisrael she'en mechuyev asay. Because there's no one in Klal Yisrael that's not at least chayiv in an asay. And therefore, by the asay, it's shaykh to say that he needs some sort of kapara. And since he needs some sort of kapara, it's ki'ilu is chayiv a carbon chatas. So it's like shechting carbon chatos l'shem somebody else's chayiv chatos. Now on the surface this doesn't make very much sense at all, because when someone is chayiv for an asay, it's not a chatos that he's really chayiv, it's an ola that he's chayiv, not a chatos. So it's a little bit difficult to understand why, how we could say in the previous line that Rava says that if you shecht your carbon chatos for someone else's chayiv carbon ola, it's okay, it's kosher. And now we're saying, you shecht the carbon chatos for someone who's not chayiv anything, which really means he's chayiv on an asay, which really means he's chayiv a carbon ola, and we're going to say that it's pasul. So tomorrow we'll get to that. Va'amar Rava, statement number four, chatos mechaper is al chayav yasei. Chatos is mechaper for chayav yasei. Mikal v'chomer, from a simple kal v'chomer. Al chayav yikrisus mechaper is al chayav yasei lo kol shkein. If it's mechaper for chayav yikrisus, then for sure chatos should be able to be mechaper for people who are only chayav yasei. Meaning really the ola is supposed to be mechaper for chayav yasei, but the chatos, if it's able to be mechaper for more serious things, then of course it should be mechaper for the yasei as well. L'meimr de bas minahu. So says the Gemara, does that mean to say that the Chatos is considered to be the same min as the Ola in that regard, to be Mechaper for Chayav Yasei? V'amar Rava, but didn't Rava tell us, didn't we just say that Rava held Chatos Shecht al Misha Mechuyiv Chatos Psula al Misha Mechuyiv Ola Kshera, that a Chatos is Shechted for someone who's Chayav a Karbon Chatos is Pasul, for someone who's Chayav a Karbon Ola, it's Kasher, says Rashi at the bottom, Alma Lav Minehu, Taverus Tasei Biyado Shifra Shola Alayan, that it's not the same min, it's not Ola and Chatos are two totally different things, because you're mafresh in ola for the averus of the asay, and the chatas is, it's considered lav mina of the ola. So says the Gemara, mekivolo mechapra mekufya mechapra. Similar lashon to what we had yesterday. It's not totally mechapra. Chatos is not really totally mechapra in asay, but it gives a partial kapara for the asay, in a tangential kind of kapara for the asay. What does that mean? A tangential kind of kapara? Says Rashi, hilkach al misha mechuyiv ola ksheira. If someone is chayiv a carbon ola, the chatos is going to be kasher. Kivin to hifresh ola shaychi kulu asay shabiyado a ola. Because once he was been mafresh the carbon ola that he's chayiv, so all of his isurei asay, all of his failures to do mitzvahs asay, are shayach on that ola. V'sulo shayach chatos gabei, and the chatos is no longer going to be shayach to him. Because again, the point is, if he is chayiv a carbon chatos, that means it's counterintuitive. It means there's less of a chance of the carbon chatos working over here, because we're talking over here about Reuven taking his chatos and trying to make it work for Shimon. So if Shimon is at all chayiv a chatos, Reuven's chatos is not going to be good for Shimon. If Shimon's not chayiv a chatos at all, then Reuven's chatos may be kosher for Shimon, because chaveiro dumya didei. That was the drasha that we had. So when Shimon was mafresh a carbon ola, so all of his assays are taken care of already with the ola. So therefore, the chatas is totally not shaykh to him. He doesn't need this chatas for Reuven's chatas for his mitzvah sasei. He's got his ola that he's already been mafresh for his mitzvah sasei. But what if he was never mafresh or karbonola? He just has violated certain assays. So aval mi shalohi fresh klum va'averus sasei biyado. He's bearing the burden of his mitzvah sasei. Shimon is shaykh chatas kabei. So a karbon chatas is still shaykh to him. So and therefore, it's going to be possible since it's shaykh to him, to use Reuven's carbon chatos for him is going to be a problem. Dilu have mischayiv chatos mechaper asay mikufya. Had he been chayiv carbon chatos, the chatos would be able to mechaper asay tangentially. Hilka chayil shmeya chatoso. Therefore, it's considered that it's his name on the chatos shnishkol shmo leposta. That it's considered to be shechted for his sake of a carbon chatos, and that's going to be possible because you can't shecht Reuven's carbon chatos for Shimon. Right. So that is that's how we make sense of the various first four statements of Rava. Statement number five of Rava, Vama Rava, Ola Shishach Shalolishma Asulizrok Dabin Shalolishma. If an Ola Shachta Shalolishma, you're not allowed to do the Zrikas Adam Shalolishma. Why? Ibai said, just because you did the Shechita Shalolishma does not justify continuing to do it Shalolishma. All the continued Avodah should be Lishma. Why? Ibai say Makra, Ibai say Masvara. Ibai say Makra could be from a Pasuk Motzis for Sechat Shmar. You said you were going to bring Lashem Ola, so bring Lashem Ola. So, okay, you failed in one department with the Shechita. Don't continue to fail. So now when you do the Zrika, do it right. Ibai same as Svara, Mishum Deshani Bav Chulei, or the, well, that's mostly specific to Shmar was a pasuk. Ibai same as Svara is what we just said, that, come on, you know, why would you, just because you messed up once, is not an excuse to mess up a second time. So Pashto Svara, Kedresh Pirka, like we said at the beginning of this perek, very unusual terminology for the Gemara to use, by the way. The Gemara, that's like a Tosos terminology, that, you know, we had this at the beginning of the perek. Tosos, the Gemara normally doesn't say, yeah, you know, like we had at the beginning of the parak. Okay, every Masechta has its own language, so there's some certain language that we're going to find in Zvachim, you're not going to find anywhere else. V'yama Rava, sixth statement of Rava. Ola haba liachar Misa, and all that's brought after Misa, like we discussed about the Yoledes, right? Shachta b'shinei kodesh psula. If you shachta b'shinei kodesh, if you shachta l'shem a different carbon, then it's going to be possible. B'shinei bailim k'sheira. Dein shinei bailim lachar Misa. Dein bailim lachar Misa. But if you shachta for different bailim, it's going to be kosher, because there is no bailim lachar Misa anyway. The person is dead, and therefore it's not a problem of shinei bailim lachar Misa. Rav Pinchas b'ed Rav Ami, Amar yesh bailim lachar Misa. Rav Pinchas b'ed Rav Ami says, what do you mean there's no bailim lachar Misa? Absolutely, there is a bailim. Who's that? The yorshim. Rashi says yesh bailim shay yorish hu bala. The yorish is the bailim. So there is a bailim lachar misa. Amle Rav Asher Pinchas b'ed Rav Ami. Dafka kamar mar yesh bailim lachar misa ubar lasuya lachriti. Do you really hold literally that there is a bailim lachar misa to the extent that if this carbon is possible, the new bailim, meaning the yorshim, are going to have to bring another one in its place, that they mamish become the bailim in the sense that they're actually chayiv and they got to bring another one in its place? Maybe you just mean that no, that if they happen to have violated mitzvah saseh, this ola could be mechaper for them if done right. But if not done right, they're not going to be responsible for it. They're not going to have to take another one. So I'm like dafka coming. He says, no, I really meant it. I meant it literally that they are mamish the bailim, and if it is done poorly, then they got to do over. V'am Rava, statement number 7 of Rava. Ola Doronhi. Ola is a gift. Hey Chidami, what does it mean? Idalaka tshuva zevach rishayim toeva. If you didn't do tshuva, then zevach rishayim toeva. Then your carbon counts for nothing. V'idika tshuva, hatan yavram l'tsasev v'shav, lo zaz misham ha-shamachum lo. And if you did do tshuva, so then what do you need a carbon for? Tshuva should have done it. El shmamina doronhu. So that's where you see that ola is a gift. Because for mitzvah saseh, to get kapara, all you really need is tshuva. But beyond kapara, to show the Ribbono Shel Olam you still love him, you do a carbon ola, or to rebuild the relationship, similar to what Rav Soloveitchik discusses in his Tshuva Shiurim, the difference between kapara and tahara. That kapara is, yeah, he crosses off the avera up in Shemayim. He says, okay, you are not mevatel nasei. But you still need tahara, you still need to rebuild the relationship. Tani nami yachim Rav Shimon chatos lama ba, l'chaper. What do you mean, why do I bring a carbon chatos? I bring it l'chaper. El lama ba l'fnei ola, why do I bring carbon chatos before carbon ola? L'praklet shenichnas ritz, l'praklet nichnas dor nachrav. That first you go in to try to get kapara, and then afterwards you bring a gift to smooth over the relationship. Chutz v'na pesach v'achatos. So we said that a carbon pesach, that's shalol shmot pasul. So pesach minolan. How do I know that that's true? D'chsiv shamar eschodesh aviv v'sidis pesach. Shu kolas yosel l'shem pesach. We learn from there that it has to be done l'shem pesach. Ashkan shine kodesh shine bailim minalan. That's if I do it l'shem the wrong carbon. What if I do l'shem the wrong bailim? How do I know that's a problem? D'chsiv amartem zevach pesach hu shetei zvich l'shem pesach. You see zevach pesach. You need the shchita l'shem pesach. But that's about shine kodesh. But we already know shine kodesh. So many only shine kodesh. Many only shine bailim like we had earlier. Ashkan the mitzvah la'akiv minalan. But again by kachim we have a rule that if it only says it once, that would only know that it's a mitzvah. How do I know that it's ma'akev, that it's possible for you if you are mishane? Amukrav zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha. Mask Rav Sifra, Rav Safra, hai v'zavachta l'hach yudasa? Is that what we use v'zavachta to come and teach me? Hami b'ayli l'chid Rav Nachman. We need v'zavachta to teach me Rav Nachman's din. Dom Rav Nachman Rav Baravuam, minayin l'moser pesach shakar v'shlamim. How do I know that the moser pesach, that the extra animals that weren't used for carbon pesach, but were designated originally for carbon pesach, can be brought as shlamim? Shem Rav Zavach but a carbon pesach we know can only come from kvasim and izim. Why does it say bakar? So it must be that mosar pesach can be used for the kind of carbon that normally can be brought from tzon and bakar. Even though obviously all the mosar pesach is only going to be tzon, it's not going to be bakar. So my new, what is that carbon you can use the mosar pesach for? Shlamim. Bottom line, what are we asking over here? How can you use the pesach v'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elkecha to teach me that if you're Meshana, that it's Ma'akev, that Shinu Balim Shinu Kodesh Ma'akev, we already needed to tell me that Moser Pesach is used for Karmen Shlamim. Elam Rav Safra says as follows, V'zavachta Pesach L'chad Rav Nachman. V'zavachta Pesach teaches us exactly what Rav Nachman
told us v'zavachta Pesach teaches us that when you're Mishana that it's no good. Shomer Chodesh Aviv l'mitzvah b'shuni kodesh. Shomer Chodesh Aviv teaches me that a mitzvah b'shuni, that if you're Mishana the kedusha of it, that it's not proper. V'amartim zevach Pesach b'shuni b'ilum l'mitzvah. V'amartim zevach Pesach teaches me b'shuni b'ilum l'mitzvah. Sorry, for Rav Nachman's din was about the Moser Pesach. V'amartim zevach Pesach b'shuni b'ilum l'mitzvah, and then who, the word who, that's what we're adding in here, la'akev bein hacha v'hacha. Who is what teaches me that there's an ikuv, both Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh, by Karban Pesach. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. We're sort of right in the middle of an Inyan.